Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. And it's brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. Should we pour one for old Hank Goldberg?
Yes.
There we go. I mean, he gambled, drank a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Had some fried foods. I mean, listen, there's something to be said for it. It went 82 years, old Hank Goldberg.
Oh, you just told me a story that he used to have bad ones with him, walking with him. Like, come on, man. Come on, man.
Telling you, New Year's Eve at the Doral, and we were me and Barry and Jim. I mean, we scraped together money to go to this thing. It was so overpriced. Doral was so overpriced anyway, and now it was New Year's Eve 1999, and we didn't have VIP tickets. You know, we were just happy to be able to catch a glimpse of Earth, Wind, and Fire on this stage in the fairway that was, you know, like 90 miles away. And there's Hank Goldberg in the VIP bleachers and the little Jessica Rabbit on his side. I'm telling you, man. Pour another one for Hank. Come on. What are we doing here? What are we doing here? We will remember Hank Goldberg this hour. Absolutely one of the pillars of sports talk radio in South Florida. Passed away yesterday at the age of 82 in Las Vegas, where he had made his home for the last few years. We talked with Steve Goldstein in the 3 o'clock hour. Goldie gave us some Hank stories. Joe Zagacki this hour will help us remember Hank Goldberg. Let's begin, though, the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour with headlines and Alejandro Solana.
This sports update is driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store, Palmetto Ford? We know trucks, Los Modelings, they're back at Lone Depot Park tonight. The show, Shohei Ohtani will be in town. Mike Trout is in town. Two-game series versus the Angels. Sandy, the Sandman, pitches tonight versus Noah Syndergaard. 6:40 p.m. is your first pitch.
I'm going to bet this game tonight. You know, we kind of got ripped off yesterday with the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. So I mentioned this earlier briefly. So we bet Mickey Sudo in the female division. We bet Mickey Sudo to go under 44 hot dogs eaten. She won the competition, which was never a question, but she only ate 40 hot dogs. So we won that bet. But then we had a bet. Joey Chestnut over 74.5 hot dogs eaten. And he ended in the 60s. But all of a sudden, all this video came out after the hot dog eating contest. Joey Chestnut, someone rushed up on the stage, had like a protest sign, kind of tried to elbow Joey out of the way. Joey put the dude in a headlock. I mean, he lost valuable time. He lost momentum. And by the way, I would imagine that kind of gets into your head. As you're eating hot dogs now, after that happened, you're like, how far behind am I? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it totally threw him off his game. So I don't think we should have lost that bet. And several sports books actually nullified the bet, but ours didn't, of course. So it's a long way to ask, do you want to bet tonight's Marlins Angels game?
Nights, because we're due for one because of what happened to us.
Right.
But even past that, Hawk, I know about the time and the analytics side of it. When's the last time you ate a big-ass dinner and wanted to wrestle somebody afterwards or before?
Right.
I don't like that whole concept.
It's a great point. Like, think about this. You're at a big meal. You're at Joe's Stone Crab. You're 2 Stone Crabs in. And then all of a sudden, some guy rushes your table. You put him in a headlock. You're dragging him off. People are coming around. Now you're going to sit down. Can you enjoy the rest of your meal the same way?
No.
Of course not.
The adrenaline's running.
Yeah. No. Out of here. Ridiculous. We are due. You're right. The gambling gods, they owe us one. And Hank's looking out for us today. And
Hank.
Let's go. Let me crumple a newspaper like I'm doing Hank's show.
I'm with it. Crumple some paper.
Let me look at the lines. right? It says Edwin Pope here likes the Marlins. let's see. Marlins are a minus 145 favorite tonight over the Angels, which is, you know, anytime you're facing Ohtani and Mike Trout in the lineup, you're probably a little scared. But Sandy Alcantara tonight is pitching. His over-under on strikeouts is 7.5.
The Angels, I actually did a little bit of research because I figured you'd come back from Toronto a little jacked up. Angels 3 nights ago struck out over 10 times in a game.
Oh, really?
They strike out a bunch.
So they go up there taking porn hacks. They're taking porn hacks. Who was the dude that used to wear the Ed Hardy shirts with you, Crowder?
Joey Porter?
No, the Marlins player. Dan Ugla.
Yeah.
Dan Ugla used to take porn hacks. I mean, that's the way he described it. Just porn hacks with that wood up there. And that accounts for a lot of strikeouts. So you're telling me that the Angels take a lot of porn hacks?
They do. They take a lot of porn hacks.
I'll tell you what. I've never heard this phrase out of Dan Ugla's mouth, but it makes a lot of sense for him to say that with our time together.
Yep.
Because Dan was good.
Yeah, he knew what he was doing, right?
He was good at hanging out, I'll tell you that much.
He took some porn hacks off the diamond.
Dan Ugla and Chris Volstead.
Wow. Volstead?
Those were my party buddy. He was like 7 feet tall. It was a big-ass pitcher.
Oh, he was lanky, yeah.
Chris Volstead and Dan Ugla. I hung out with them a couple times, and it was that baseball is different.
Also tough to understand anything Dan Ugla said half the time with that wad he always carried.
Oh,
can
you imagine how much dip was going on between Crowder and Dan Ugla?
We used to share it. Hey, Dan, let me just get it right out your lip, man. Give it right here.
What happened here? Like a turn for the ugly. Because remember, we bet an Alcantara strikeout over under, and it was 5.5. And we bet the over, and he went under.
He hit 5.
Do you like 7.5, or you think that's too much?
That's high.
That's a lot of strikeouts. But that Angels team, they take porn hacks.
I've never heard that.
They're looking for dongs.
They're looking for monster dongs.
Oh, goodness gracious.
No, but they are.
And my dip conversation was nasty.
Well, listen, you opened up the portal. And it'll be Shohei Ohtani pitching tomorrow if you're going out to Lone Depot Park. Let's see. They're showing Sandy Alcantara right now on Bally Sports. Cy Young stuff, says the graphic. Look at that. All right, well, we'll figure that out because I want to bet that game tonight. That'll give me a little something to do. Go ahead. What do you have in the headline, Solana?
The Miami Heat finished off their California Classic schedule with a dub.
All right.
A little dubski before the Las Vegas Summer League schedule. kicks off on Saturday. How about Nikola Jovic, your first round pick, 25 points today.
Big part of the dubski in La La Land. Big dubski in La La Land. Boy, would Hangover hate our show. just hate our show. Picked up the old dubski. Yeah.
La La Land.
Rafa Nadal, he'll play the American Taylor Fritz tomorrow in the quarterfinals. Nick Kyrgios, also in the quarterfinals tomorrow. He's turning into must-watch tennis.
Rafi had the dubski?
Rafa hopefully will not get the dubski tomorrow against the American, but it seems inevitable. Novak Djokovic, he beat the Italian sinner today in 5 sets after trailing 2-0. Inter Miami trailed through 88 minutes yesterday in Dallas. They came out with a point. Leo Campana, 89th minute screamer.
All right.
Let's get to weather from the Demesman over Accident Attorney Weather Center. Youraccidentattorneys.com is the website. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. Right now, partly cloudy. Tonight, the lows will drop into the mid-70s. It's hot. It's humid. It's summer. That's your weather.
All right. Somebody texts in, it was 20 strikeouts. Did the Angels strike out 20 times?
In one game?
It doesn't seem possible, does it?
Impossible. No, I read it on Sports Illustrated. It was
this season. Angels tie MLB record after striking out 20 times versus Astros.
In one game.
That's why the story, I mean, it's a little more, that's why it's a headline. 10 strikeouts a lot, but 20 is unbelievable. The Angels were swept in a three-game series at Houston on Sunday and in the process made a bit of dubious history. Los Angeles hitters struck out 20 times against Astros pitchers, tying the record for most in a nine-inning game in MLB history. They struck out 20 times in a game?
I will tell you, the math makes it possible. Nine innings, three outs,
27. I did that one real quick. That one.
Oh, okay.
that one wasn't, I mean, it wasn't up for debate. There's 27 outs in a game. That's standard.
Yeah.
wow. So 7.5 doesn't seem like a lot when they're facing a Cy Young possible pitcher. The Angels.
Hank's on our side.
Yeah, I'm kind of feeling it. The Angels entered the game as the easiest lineup to punch out, which means strikeout. I know you guys don't know porn hacks and punch outs. The Angels entered the game as the easiest lineup to strike out with a 25.9% strikeout rate through their first 80 games. Three-time MVP Mike Trout had a particularly tough time making contact over the weekend. In three games, the center fielder went 0-for-11 with 9 strikeouts. 9 strikeouts, 0-for-11. Wow. I mean, all right, so you want to bet Sandy over on K's?
Let's go.
Let's do it. Come on. Hank. Hank's last name ends in K. I mean, it all makes sense. Who's with me?
Who's with me?
You can't spell porn hacks without the K.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Damn, Joe. Back at it again with the khaki pants.
Hawk and Crowder.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. Brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. I enjoyed talking with Joe Zagacki there in the last segment. We talked about Hank Goldberg really throughout the entire 4 hours of the show today. Steve Goldstein joined us in the 3 o'clock hour. We played a Hank Goldberg themed Twin Peaks talk about it Tuesday. So today's show, I said it when we got on the air. Today's show was a little different than I had planned because I was on vacation for almost 2 weeks and I had a lot of stuff I wanted to get to today. But then Hank had passed away and I wanted to pay our respects to him. But anyway, I was in Toronto for a week. And I brought back, there's so many different like potato chips there. And I brought back all these different ketchup chips because it's a big flavor in Canada. So if you go on Solana's Instagram, it's Alex M. Solana. I have brought ketchup potato chips for Solana and Steven and Dan Day. And they're going to eat them on Instagram. And you can see what they think of the Canadian potato chips that I brought home from Toronto, which, by the way, top three city I've ever been to. It's such a great time in Toronto. So check out Solana on Instagram. We'll post that after the show. Alex M. Solana. I believe that we are going to bet Sandy Alcantara over on strikeouts tonight. 7.5 when we looked at the beginning of the hour. And Larry Bluestein's coming up on 560 QAM, and I'm sure he can remember Hank Goldberg and Will on his show. So 560 WQAM, you'll hear Larry Bluestein at 6 o'clock. I have talked about Life Imaging FLA on this show for over a year, And, you know, if you've ever wondered if there are steps you could take to see if trouble might be brewing in the future with your health, well, that is the idea of Life Imaging FLA, because you go there to get scanned using their FDA-approved state-of-the-art low-dose radiation CT scanners. And what they try to do is detect heart disease or cancer before you're showing symptoms. You know, you go there and really you want to walk out of there with peace of mind, which is what I did. I went there. So they offer a free heart scan. Anyone can take advantage of their free heart scan with just a few minimum requirements. And you can also choose to do a full body scan as well to get an even more complete picture. And I did a full body scan as well, and I recommend that. But call Life Imaging FLA. Set up your free heart scan with just a few minimum requirements. And then you can ask them any questions you want about the full body scan or about the facility and how it all works from your cell phone. Call #250. You'll be prompted for a keyword, and you just say free heart scan. It's that simple. You get connected to them in seconds. #250. You'll be prompted for a keyword. You just say free heart scan, and again, you'll be connected to Life Imaging FLA in seconds. That is going to do it for us today. And again, rest in peace, the Humper. Hammer and Hank Goldberg. Passed away yesterday at the age of 82, an absolute icon in South Florida sports radio. That is going to do it for us. Everybody have a great and safe Tuesday night. We will speak with you mañana.
Ground beef.
Take care, brush your hair.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.